Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here we go, JV. Hooray! 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 They gonna beat the Bengals! Hooray! 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 They gonna beat the Bengals! No!
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything on this field, point them out, and get them out of here? You don't live in Cleveland!
We Like the Bengals starts now.
And we're back, baby!
Wow, man!
Great, so they gotta be great. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100%.
Hootay!
Even though we're losing crazy, yeah, we got Zach problems. That's a hootay in me. And welcome back to Fuck You, We Like the Bengals. I'm your host, Alex Schubert. Sitting across from me this week is...
Lloyd Johnson.
Lloyd Johnson, my dude. And sitting to my left, first-time guest is friend of the pod...
John Holmes.
John Holmes, local comic, very funny. He's gotten me through a lot of bad sets at open mics.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You've really helped me out a lot, man. I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. Are you blaming
sets.
Me?
No, I'm like...
Oh, many sets.
Yeah.
You said a lot of bad sets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
so
you said sets at first.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was coaching him during those bad sexes also.
makes sense.
Yeah,
makes
I was. Sense. I've gotten every comic through my just. I can my laugh gets people through it.
It really does.
It's so.
I came up with a term for it. Like I can't really go to Fireside anymore because I host trivia during that time. But every time, like, you and Billy would laugh at a joke of mine, but that's it. I said, oh, my joke. Oh, that joke? Oh, I got it, Billy Holmes.
Yeah. Sounds like a warm giving from, like, a Billy club.
Yeah, she's got Billy Holmes.
She got a Billy Holmes.
Damn.
Yeah, so, John, how long have you been doing stand-up, man?
I just passed doing it 8 years.
Man, that's awesome. In this scene?
Yeah,
you started in what, Chicago, was it?
I did stuff in Chicago, but even when I lived there from 7 to 11, 07 okay. to 11, and even back then it was still like, that doesn't seem that long ago, but it was still like a huge improv town. Like stand-up.
Well, yeah, because
like,
Second City was there, I think. Isn't that where Farley got his start?
Yeah, everyone got their start. Second City or fucking IO.
UCB?
Yeah, well, there's no UCB in Chicago. I don't know.
That's true.
I don't think there is.
I don't know.
But Second City, yeah, that was a huge thing. But now it's like an oversaturated stand-up scene.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But like 12 years ago, it was like I would call places and be like, "Hey, can I do a comedy there at your open mic?" And they'd be like, "Yeah, bring your troupe down." whoever, how many you got? And I'm like, no, I just, it's just me. I just want to tell jokes.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay.
so you're just describing every scene in America.
No, man, they just, it was so improv heavy.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine, like, I've done improv once, I was terrible,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't imagine bringing five people out to, like, even if I was
know,
good
right?
at improv.
It's the worst.
I couldn't imagine that at all.
Is anyone good at improv?
Yes, there are people very
Whose
good
line is it anyway got me through high school?
That's true, all right.
I love that
good.
Show.
But, if you're good, you're very good, but...
If you're bad, it's...
Oh, my God.
If you're bad, boy, you are a church troupe.
Like, I've been in front of, like, improv troops where I'm like, I would legitimately rather be at the dentist having my teeth cut. Like, that's not even hyperbole. That's like, I would... it would just, I'd feel like I was accomplishing something there.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, we've all, I mean, granted, we've all been, like, you don't do stand-up, but, like, Holmes and I have been doing stand-up for a while, and we've all been new comics.
Yeah.
We've all had people come out, and, like, I'm not going to speak for Holmes, so I'm going to say, like, I've had people come out when I was terrible. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm great now, but I'm saying, like, I've had people come out when I first started.
Yeah, yeah. And then
when I first started. Yeah,
when everyone first starts, you can bring people. But
then, oh, yeah.
But then you do this for 8 years?
You've exhausted every route. You maybe have 5 people that will still come and see you when you're actually good.
I got 3.
So you've got your wife, Sarah.
No, yeah. All right. Well, then I have 2, then.
No, Sarah's great. She's been to Sarah. A bunch of shows.
She still comes out. She still supports me. She's my biggest cheerleader.
Of course.
She's
the
best. She is absolutely.
I love Sarah Hill. Sarah Holmes now.
No, it's still Sarah Hill.
Oh, she's Sarah. She didn't change her last name?
I don't give a shit. I don't need her to change her name.
I've never understood it, so.
I mean, we're married, so it's like, it's. I mean, that's legal. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, probably.
I'm getting legal pussy now, right?
That sounds...
Well...
sounds more like an age issue.
No. That's not what I meant.
You don't need a marriage document to get legal pussy, man. You just...
I think you do.
Just consent.
I think that's how that works.
Okay, well, I'm
consent from an adult. Okay, that's like a screeching halt.
John Stoner church law?
Yes. I don't have sex... I'm still a virgin, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
I'm married, but still a virgin.
If you want to know what sex is like, talk to Zach Wycuff about that.
Yeah, he can saving tell you. Myself for divorce.
Oh, man. This is why we love you, John. So what do you do, man, besides comedy? You're also a big Cincy Shirts guy?
Yeah, I work at the warehouse where no one's allowed to see me. You have to solve a riddle before you can see me work at the Cincy Shirts
warehouse. It still in the same, it's like in between Clifton and Walnut Hills?
Yeah, it's in the same great neighborhood.
Yeah, I've dropped Billy off there a time or two.
Yeah.
He'll be a fun thing for next week. Billy DeVore will be on next week.
Hell yeah.
Former host of the pod. We'll be back. We'll be roasting the Raiders next week. They are going to be a fun, fun team to roast.
Wait. Like Room Raiders?
Yes, the Oakland Room Raiders.
It's just 52 Laura Crofts.
Oh, that's awesome. That's pretty fun.
That's Tomb Raider.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Raiders.
Right? Yeah, the most broken down ride at Kings Island.
Hell yeah.
That was a... Did you ever ride that?
No, the most broken down was Beast 2. What was
the Son of Beast?
The Son of Beast.
So now...
That's gone now.
It is... No, so it's gone, but they have a new ride called... They're called the Banshee, and there's like an eternal flame.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, right as you enter the ride, there's an eternal flame. Well, there's no flame. It's just a statue with an unlit candle.
Yeah.
Oh, you short people and your roller coasters.
Oh, that's right. You're too...
You're too...
A man.
Oh!
Too much of a man to ride roller
You can
coasters.
Bang any girl you want on Tinder, but you can't ride roller coasters.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah, what are you going to do for that third
date? Because you're too damn tall.
What are you going to do for that third date, Lloyd?
Not going on a roller coaster.
Kings Island? Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I can watch you ride stuff.
That's no fun. Just watch it. How do you know who's who?
You don't, but...
You just say, yeah, you just stand below the ride and smoke a cigarette.
Of course. So you're a dad.
Yeah, I am.
It's like, are you okay? So have a good time. I'm just going to stand here and check my stocks.
Yep. That stocks is poor.
I've alluded to this on a past episode, but have you ever gone through like articles that have like crazy shit that people, pictures of crazy shit that people have done, like on the camera part of a roller coaster?
Oh yeah, I've done stuff.
Like people have brought Jenga boards on, they've brought chess boards on.
Yeah, they're all glued down.
Yeah, right? it's so much fun.
Great. Yeah, I will say that for about a year solid in my teen years, every picture that was blanked out.
Fuck yeah, I've been there.
Say that if you're at Kings Island and you decide to take the elevator key from work and close off their elevator and go to the top of the Eiffel Tower, there are cameras. It's a really, really fun thing to find out when your brother's best friend's dad is the head of security at Kings Island.
Oh, shit.
Were you a member of security at Kings Island?
No, I was not. But I got to meet all of them. All of them. Because I closed off the elevator with an elevator key. And yeah, there's cameras up there, for sure.
Yeah, man.
That tape's out there somewhere.
Oh, boy.
What'd you do? Just start peeing?
Nope.
No, I wouldn't even pee off the side. I would pee, like, on the building.
Why would you not pee off the side?
No, that's disrespectful. But I'll definitely pee on the building.
He's okay being disrespectful to the French, but not...
Yeah, you know, man.
Monroe.
Even though it's one-third the size of the actual Eiffel Tower.
People down there don't need my pee. But you know who does? This one-third the size Eiffel Tower.
Yep.
In Monroe, Ohio.
It's Mason, you coward.
Okay, whatever.
That's where I sub-teach. I don't want to go against my...
Isn't it Kings Mill?
Kings Mills, okay.
Because,
I'll give you that.
Because that's Kings Island?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's get more local references in. Guys, I was just in Montgomery, Ohio.
Montgomery, Ohio.
Boo. Oh. Wow, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, have you heard of this United Dairy Farmers?
This is only entertaining for us, right?
And our...
I mean, this is a Cincinnati...
spaghetti that we call chili.
Hell yeah.
I mean, this is a Bengals podcast, so I imagine a lot of our listeners are Cincinnati-based.
That is very true.
Yeah, so they get these references, right?
I mean...
Camp Washington chili.
What the fuck happened last week?
It's depressing. It sucks. We're 0-8. Ouch. We're not going to get too much into the game. Because
there wasn't one?
There wasn't one last week. 2 weeks
and
ago,
the
there
before,
wasn't.
Really
it wasn't even in America.
So it doesn't count.
It was, I watched like half the game. From what I gathered, it was a mistake-free game. We were just outplayed by the Rams. That's all I could gather. But the big news over the last 2 weeks, it came out. I'll be like, I remember where I was. I was sub-teaching, and I was on my computer, which if you're working for Mason High School, you didn't just hear that. I got an update on my phone that said the following news, that Andy Dalton got benched. Whoa. He is no longer the starting quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals. As of now, it is Ryan Finley.
So it went from the red rifle to a Red Ryder BB gun?
Yeah. You'll shoot the defensive back out with your bullets, kid.
You shoot your eye out. I mean, it might help. With the
Hey, we're open to anything. We're the
try
Bengals.
Just try it. Come on, anything, guys.
We're trying. So I don't know if this will change anything. I think it's like
oh my god,
what?
They're just persecuting
it. It'll give Finley enough like experience to, you know, start somewhere else when they have to trade him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Seriously. He's the new McCarron.
Exactly.
But
It was rough. I was like, you know what, I've been on the podcast, I gotta like buckle down and watch this game, and no, it was
I think
it was hard to watch.
It is kind of telling though. I don't think Dalton's benching is, it's not a statement about Andy Dalton, because it's not entirely his fault, not even close.
No.
It's more of a statement about the fact that the Bengals are 0-8.
Right. At this point, it's try something. The fan base has to have something to, like, they're still trying to sell tickets.
Yes, they are. Because if you keep,
check out, baby, this dude will be awesome.
If you keep Andy Dalton in, the stadium is going to be empty. Like, it was empty for, because I went to the Jags game. Shit was empty. Fourth quarter during the last drive, there were maybe 7,000 people in the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
really bad.
Like, SportsCenter had like a thing where they panned over, like it was just a cutaway during their thing, but they panned through the Bengals stadium.
Oh, it's really
it
bad.
It was so sad. It was,
yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of the fan base has given up on Dalton, but over the last week, people have actually, like, I've seen people have appreciated what Dalton has done since he became a Bengal in 2011.
Yeah.
And I actually really, really like that, because, believe it or not, he has done a lot for the city. He led us to 5 straight playoff appearances. I know what happened in those games, but he led us to 5 straight playoff appearances. He's been a good ambassador to the city. He's cared a lot about, like, he came from TCU.
Yeah.
Didn't know a goddamn thing about Cincinnati until he became a Cincinnati Bengal.
All he knew about was Jesus and frogs.
Yeah. Actually, I got to meet Andy Dalton in 2013. Because he came to the Crossroads Church.
Make a wish.
Oh, God.
And so they put on the Crossroads Church, they put on this, they put on this Christmas show every year. And Dalton sat, like, a section over, like, 3 rows behind, like, my parents. So I went over to my brother, and I'm like, hey, guys. My brother and his friend, I'm like, hey, guys, don't freak out. But Andy Dalton and his wife are 3 rows behind you.
No, we're not gonna.
This is 2013. Like, this is when.
I know. I'm
yes. So no,
what you're saying is Zach Wyckoff got to meet Andy Dalton as well.
Well, I guarantee you he has. I think this was before I knew Zach.
I walked past him at the zoo, but there are so many people, like, being douchey, like, just yelling his name as if he forgot it. When I was walking by, I was like,
Andy Dalton is probably the most recognizable Cincinnatian.
Bengal.
No, Cincinnatian.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Vontaze Burfict is going on.
He's a Raider now.
Yeah,
he's a suspended Oakland Raider.
That seems more fitting.
Yeah, it seems exactly fitting.
It seems like the fairy tale wrap up for his.
Yeah, he tried to take some guy's head off, and now he's out for the year because he's a fuckhead.
Boo hoo! At least he's a Raider now.
Yeah, he's a Raider now, and he's off their roster.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? So yeah, I think it's not going to change much.
I mean, it might.
It could.
Yeah.
I mean, because considering how bad the O-line is.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it is, like, very bad.
I'm saying they condensed the playbook down to, like, mostly just, like, the escape plays, yeah. The safe stuff. Like, so it actually might be kind of a little bit more tailored to him. Zach tailored to him.
Yeah. Finley's got a little bit more, he might have more mobility. Because, like, when I watch Dalton play, it's like, the motherfucker is not moving his feet at all.
No, he runs like when he runs, it looks like a.
It's also not 2013.
When the pocket collapses on Dalton, though, he just cowers.
He looks like a ginger.
Well, yeah, he is a ginger.
He does not have a soul.
But
anyway, but do you think it's? Do you honestly think it's the quarterback, or do you think it's just this entire organization willing to be just a mid-level?
Well, see, I've said this for years. We're a small market team,
yeah, of course,
that has really good talent scouts and really good coaching scouts. We end up picking up great coaches that get picked off by other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's an interview with AJ Green a few years back. He was like, for the first 5 years, 4 years or 5 years I was here, I didn't have the same coaching staff two consecutive years.
Damn.
Now, if you look at all the teams that consistently win, what's the thing they always have in place? Yeah.
Like, a consistent coaching staff.
If you look at Aaron Rodgers and go, oh, he's as good as...
He had Mike McCarthy his entire career up until this point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you look at him and go, oh, he's as good as Tom Brady, fuck you. No, he's not. Even though Brady has had the same coaching staff, but like Aaron Rodgers had like a consistent, everything was built around what he could do, how he could do it.
Because he's a brilliant quarterback.
Right. I'm not shitting on him. I'm just saying like he had a whole coaching staff working around what he did.
Yeah.
That is a recipe
that's
for
what, that's what. That's what every, look at any of the good
football look teams. At Russell Wilson right now. Dude. He's had Pete Carroll his entire career. Yeah.
But he's had the same quarterbacks coach. He's had the same.
Exactly.
Well, I think they had switched offensive coordinators once during his career.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but if you're a quarterback and your quarterbacks coach, offensive coach, and defensive coach all get changed every year.
That's why the Browns are a mess.
Right.
Like, that's why, like, because Baker Mayfield's a talented quarterback, but he's had three head coaches in a year and a half. He's had Hugh Jackson. He's had Greg Williams, and now he has Freddie Kitchens.
And it's I think that really is the curse of a small market team at this point.
Yeah. Well, the Browns, like, they made some splashes, and they have a lot of good players, though. Like, they traded for Odell Beckham.
They seem like they're trying. I don't know. It seems like if certain head of the organizations, as long as they get their 50 mil or whatever a year, I feel like they're just, like, fine.
Yeah, I mean, but he knows what he has. You don't become the businessman that
I know, but he is. But I mean, like, it's, but he's not investing anything.
No, everyone's kind of a holding pattern until he dies. Like,
yeah, exactly.
We're all just like waiting on, like, oh, Mike Brown dies at, I don't know, 714 or however fuck old he is. Everybody's just kind of waiting for that news article. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe we'll do some different shit now. Like,
I thought about this because they're obviously going to post on Facebook. The Bengals are going to post like this somber thing, like Mike Brown dies. I cannot wait for that comment section.
Oh, that
section.
Comment section is
going to be so fucking good.
Like, just think of every disappointment you've had during a game and just like the super fan critics, like, all just jerking off.
The streets of Cincinnati will be flooded in cum.
There's just going to be, like, every laptop screen and every angry basement-dwelling armchair.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to be just... whitewashed.
I've already texted Billy DeVore about this. We are emptying a bottle of tequila the day Mike Brown dies.
Damn. Hell yeah. What bottle?
Just the one that he has.
I mean, like, can I?
John's like, bagels. Hold on. We're talking tequila.
We are talking tequila.
El Jimador. Like to give a shout out to them.
Like to give a shout out to the past four times I was in handcuffs for all tequila nights. So let's stop drinking tequila at 17. I mean, whatever age you thought I should have said there.
Yeah, you should have said 28.
Yeah, that one. I'm not good at math. I'm from Alabama.
Man, I still haven't learned that lesson. I'm 33.
Yeah, so the last thing I'll say before we get to our opponent. Like I said, this isn't about Andy Dalton at all. Because do you think that any other team... do you think any other team would bench the quarterback that's fifth in the NFL going into week 8 in passing yards in the NFL?
If they were 0-8, yeah.
You know why I would say the fifth-rated quarterback? Because fifth was Tom Brady. Right. Andy Dalton was fourth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Patriots did just kind
of... If the Bengals were, say... If they were even 2-6, Dalton would still have his job.
Oh, absolutely.
It's only that they're 0-8 and the, like, that is just, like, we gotta just,
something. You can't fix the offensive line right now.
No,
fucked. You can't fix the defense right now. They're signing scrubs for their practice squad right now. They're getting AJ Green back this week. Yeah. Hopefully.
But would you even play him?
I know, right?
Yeah. I would.
I would
just tell him, like, hey, when you want to play, you play.
Yeah.
If you want to sit down,
he wants to play. He really does. AJ Green is such a football, like a not just a football, he's not just a football guy. He is a loyal football guy. Like he said, he wants to play in Cincinnati.
Right. Yeah. And I expect him to spend his career here. Like, I think he's happy.
The fact that the Bengals didn't trade him at the deadline, which I will be happy about that if they sign him to a long-term contract.
Supposedly they're in negotiations for at least a 4-year.
I hope so.
That's what they were.
Because AJ Green's like, if you're not going to sign me to a long-term contract, I'm going to play for a team that's going to sign me to a long-term contract.
I think the Rams offered him twice what we were.
The Rams already have Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp, and Robert Woods, so they're fine.
I'm just saying, like, I think that before they got their team all put together or whatever, they...
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
They supposedly offered him, like, twice what he's making.
Yeah. But...
But, you know...
He's a well dude. I love AJ Green. I want him to be a Bengal forever.
I know, right?
I just don't want him to, like, get...
But he's also... Yeah.
But people said that... Because
I was going to say I was about to murder him.
Well, don't do that.
Okay, well, now I'm not going to.
Thank you, John.
Because people said we should have traded Dalton at the deadline, and I actually kind of agreed with that. I actually read a really good counterpoint to that, because if you trade Dalton, that means your quarterback depth chart is Ryan Finley and Jake Dolgala. If Finley gets hurt, you are stuck with an undrafted rookie as your starting quarterback.
And no one can pronounce his name, so they're not going to
know. Jake Dolgala.
Dog Lala. All
right, so we got... All right.
Weinreimer in a tutu.
Jake Werbenjagerman Jensen.
Wait, did you see
he
what...
He was number one!
I don't care if this makes it onto the podcast, but did you see what Carson Palmer, like...
I was going to allude to that. He is fucking dead on.
Dude, he's like...
He's
exactly
dead
right.
on.
He's exactly right.
He's 100% dude. Right.
Apparently I missed something.
Oh, Carson Palmer just like wrote this thing and was just like... Basically sticking up for
he was Andy on a Dalton. Podcast.
Yeah. Basically sticking up for Andy Dalton being like yeah, dude. Like when Bengals are just not prepared to have a decent quarterback.
Yeah, basically they've never structured an offensive line. That's
no, exactly.
Always, like, if we have somebody who plays super well on offensive line, they get traded that year.
Yeah,
because we had Andrew Whitworth and Kevin Zeitler.
Yeah.
And they're both gone.
And then what's his name retired as well?
Fuck.
Andrew Bodine?
Russell Bodine, I think. He was a Patriot or something like that.
No, I think he retired. The one of them retired because his wife does, like, she works at a hospital and was, like, super.
Was it Alex Redmond?
No, it was one of our guards, I think.
I know exactly who you're fucking talking about.
Yeah, it's my uncle. All
right. Yeah, so that's our situation right now. We have a rest of the season to look forward to.
Hey, guys.
We're all sad.
Yeah, but you know who I hate?
No, not yet. Not yet. All right. We'll get to that in just a second.
The governor from Kentucky?
I do hate the governor.
We do hate, not the new governor.
No.
Old governor sucks.
Bevin listens to Nickelback. Did you know that?
Not all of Nickelback is terrible.
Yes, it is.
Rockstar can eat my ass.
All right, well...
I'm not gonna lie. Nickelback's first album, I wasn't mad at. And it just was...
It just evolved into their own selves.
See, here's my thing. I have a hard time, like, any of, like, the things that are, like, super hated in public eye. It's like, everybody's like, oh, Nickelback sold out and just kept making the same thing. It's like, why do you think they got into making music? To make money and get pussy.
No, right? I don't give a shit about them selling out.
But here's my thing. Why did they get into it? To make money and get pussy. They found a recipe that worked for that and kept doing it. I'm working 6 a.m. to 2:30 every day, and those dudes are banging supermodels in their Bugattis. Like,
I do not think Chad Kroeger is banging supermodels.
He was married to Avril Lavigne for a bit.
May God have mercy on his soul.
Yeah, so...
And
we've got
mercy on that sweet.
sweet.
Hey, she's a skater boy.
Hey, see you later, boy.
Hey, yeah.
All right, well, all right. I hate what just happened here.
Hey, Hey, thank you so much for subscribing to the Patreon. Oh, fuck you. We like the Bengals.
Thanks for assuming we have a Patreon, John Holmes.
Hey, of course. This has got to be on it.
Someone yep. just sent Tanner Hines some money. He has to listen to this shit.
Like, I know, right?
I send him money every week.
Oh, I'll send him some money. Yeah.
All right. So we got some reads to take care of. I'll do that real quick.
He's the only one that can read.
All right.
Definitely.
I don't know about I don't know about you guys, but for me, a game is 10 times more exciting when I'm putting my money on it. Sometimes I have a gut feeling about a matchup, and sometimes I'm just betting on my team because they're my team. Regardless, whether you've been betting for years or you're ready to play for the first time, MyBookie is your best bet this season. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple times together for a much bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. Between football season, the MLB playoffs, and the start of the NBA and NHL playoffs, it's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with mybookie.ag. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code CHAIR to activate the offer. That's promo code
CHAIR
to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Talking about the goddamn Baltimore Ravens. Starting with the mascot Poe, who looks like he just exited an oil spill.
All right, here's what do you got?
I was gonna say Poe looks like he should have went one for Sylvia Plath. Like, just kill yourself. Don't.
All right, here's the only good joke I have for this podcast.
Nowhere to go but downhill from here, John Holmes.
Hell yeah, Poe looks like a literal Jim Crow.
That's why we're loving Jimmy Boy. That's too good.
Starting off strong, John Holmes.
Yeah.
And then the owner.
Oh.
The owner, Steve Biscotti. He's made a lot of crazy signings. You know, between Rice, Lewis, and that terrible tan, it looks like Steve Biscotti's favorite pastime is catching harmful rays. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
I had that one from last time, and I didn't tell it, so I saved it for this time because I liked it.
It looks like if Mel Gibson's like anti-Semitic rant became a human being.
He does look like his nickname is Sugar Tits.
He looks like he's called way too many people Sugar Tits.
Yeah.
I feel like he calls everyone that works for him Juanita. Guys, girls, whatever. All of them.
Hola, Juanita. I'm Jim, asshole.
Juanita. I want some mushroom soup. It's like, dude, my name is James. It's James. I'm your nephew. Stop calling me Juanita.
And the GM, Eric DaCosta. Here's a specific reference. Eric DaCosta looks like Jay Billis if you could fit Jay Billis in between the gap of Eric DaCosta's teeth. Do you know who Jay Billis is?
No.
He is a college basketball analyst. I'm pretty dead on with this one.
Dude, it looks like I could even split them uprights, right? Like, look at them teeth.
All right, here's Jay Billis.
He's an odd-looking guy.
Yeah, I mean, they both look like skinheads.
It looks like somebody, like a human being, got cut into sections and someone put it back together with silly putty. Like, he's wrinkly and weird in places that don't seem to make sense.
Coaching. John Harbaugh. I said John Harbaugh looks like the dad that badly wants to impress his kids with his throwing arm, but separates his shoulder on the first throw.
It's all them leaves I was raking here. No, I said John Harbaugh, he's the answer to the question, what if Under Armour started selling stepdads?
John, of course, Jim.
Jim, the head coach of the University of Michigan.
Yeah. They both look like they made a career out of shouting, watch me dive!
Quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
Here we go.
Yeah, I never realized how wide Lamar Jackson's head is, or his neck is.
It's only because his head's so fucking big it looks
He has a huge head. Yeah, his neck is about as wide as the gaps in the Patriots' D-line when they played against him. Boom.
I got one.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Lloyd's Sorry, smiling.
I have a shit I was reading.
You're good?
Do it.
Do your joke.
Okay, I have a dumb one. I think Lamar Jackson should get Percy Jackson to find out where them deflated shoulders at.
I was looking up interviews and everybody talks about Lamar Jackson's arm. And a few of them said his right arm. And I was like, why do people keep saying that? Then I watched the video of him throwing. His right arm, he has the right arm of an NFL quarterback and the left arm of a cabaret dancer. His left hand is always doing weird stuff when he throws.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's either jazz hands or shitty karate. Next time you watch him play, watch his left hand because it looks like he's either doing jazz hands or like gonna karate chop a pre-cut board.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, damn.
And his backup, Robert Griffin III, when asked if Robert Griffin III has a chance to be an NFL star again, quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Oh, damn.
So Robert Griffin III, his playing ability seemed to fall off right about the time that Subway endorsement did, which makes me like, are you really missing that money, or did Jared touch you?
Hell yeah.
What did Jared do? Show us on the tooth gap what Jared did.
Trace McSorley. Damn. You were looking forward to this one, Holmes. Holmes, what do you got on Trace McSorley?
Oh, it sounds like something you're going to get at McDonald's, right? You're going to...
No, it's a very specific type of food poisoning you get only from McDonald's.
Only from McDonald's. Doctor, hey, I'm sorry. Guy. They gave you Trace McSorley.
But he looks like the bad boy of figure skating. he's Chad Michael Michaels in a real life.
Chad Michael Murray?
Chad Michael Michaels from Blades of Glory.
Oh.
He looks like if that person was real. I got my references
mixed up.
Running back.
Mark Ingram, who looks like 25 Cent.
He has the chin of Reese Witherspoon and the beard of Kimbo Slice. I don't know what to do with it, but I know that I hate looking at it.
Rest in peace, Kimbo Slice. And then one of his backups, Justice Hill.
Justice Hill looked like he is looking for justice against his parents for mixing up the genetics that made him look like a worn-out stress toy. You know when you squeeze the head and the eyes bulge out or whatever, and after a while it just starts to like kind of slump and be lopsided? Or he's looking for justice for the fact that no one decided to reboot Saved by the Bell so he couldn't be Black Screech.
Now he's just out stabbing people in bars.
You know, like a raven.
Yeah! Oh.
And then Patrick Ricard. Holmes, you're excited about this one.
He looks like he's happy he got a DUI.
He's
just like, hell yeah,
he looks
dude.
Like he's happy he can spell DUI. He looks like if Patrick the Starfish from SpongeBob and Patrick Stewart
had
I don't want to say
a lopsided baby.
But
something, not natural.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Marquise Brown. What do you got?
Marquise Brown actually makes me think cloning is real. Only because I watched the movie Multiplicity recently. You ever seen that where they make a clone of a clone? It's a Michael Keaton movie that's fantastic.
I love it. I saw that in
theaters.
They
make a clone of a clone, and I feel like he's a clone of a clone of Antonio. So he just licks pizza like, I got a wallet. Come on up here, we're spitting on bugs.
All right, you guys are about to have a field day with this next guy. Hate his hair so goddamn much. William Sneed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought he was great in the last season of Orange is the New Black. Like, he's one of those people, no joke, going through the pictures, I kept going back to his. It's like, the hair says Ugg boots, the face says ankle monitor.
He looks like a. Have you ever seen that? That really that attractive criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looks like that. He looks like that guy's police sketch.
He looks like that dude after prison.
Yeah.
No, man.
So pretty, they made him grow his hair out and dye it.
He's just starting a new life.
He looks like he is one step away from like a face tattoo violation in the NFL. And then one step away from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna win Dancing with the Stars next season.
Tight end. Nick Boyle.
Jesus.
What do you got? I have a very specific reference for this one.
Go ahead first.
Well, did you ever see the show Drake and Josh?
I did, unfortunately.
It's nice to see Crazy Steve getting work again. You're the one with the map. Don't ask me.
I can't imagine a world where at least 3 times a week a coach doesn't have to say, "Hey, stop chewing on that." Like, I feel like Nick Boyle's name just came from how he was created. Someone was shaving their scrotum. Nicked it with a razor, grew a boil, squeezed it, and what came out is now a Baltimore Raven.
And now, go back?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, this guy looks like he's...
He's the angriest
thumb. Yeah, I know, right? He looks like the only defining characteristic about his face is his ears. Right? Like that, like you could just...
And it's unfortunate because his ears are tiny compared to that giant fucking face.
Oh my God.
He looks like an Easter Island head that somebody added, yes. like Banksy drew some like spray paint, some cartoon shit in the background. Like,
Jesus Christ. Nick Boyle, God bless you, son.
God bless you, Nick Boyle. And now Hayden Hurst.
Oh, my God. Hayden Hurst.
What do you got?
Holmes, you got something?
Hayden Hurst looks like if Jay Clampett wasn't shooting at Crude, but more shooting at them fools.
I said Hayden Hurst is the worst thing to have in the Irish people since the famine. He looks like if a potato and domestic violence had a fetal alcohol baby.
Ronnie Stanley. I actually had a shout out to Murphy's Pub. I had some people help me out with this one. Ronnie Stanley is the guy that says he doesn't give head after you already blew him. Yeah, I don't do that.
Ronnie Stanley, he's got crud in the middle of and on the sides of his mouth, like he just...
Well, he doesn't have just the corners of the mouth, but it's all the way across his lip.
Right?
Like that stuff that accumulates in the corner of your mouth when you're real thirsty.
Like he was like...
He's just got it for his whole mouth.
Like he was just eating Alfredo sauce, and he was just I gotta take a picture now.
He's got baby rabies. Yeah, he's also the dude who will continue to try and talk to you after you've already given him the wrong number.
Hey, girl, I tried to call you a second ago.
Yeah, hey, I tried to call the number 316, and you didn't pick up.
That ain't even a number.
Yeah.
That's letters.
I don't know
letters.
I think you gave me a 7 in there, or a 6.
Right, shout out to Murphy's for that one.
Defense.
Patrick Onwuasor, I'm guessing. What do you got?
I said Patrick Onwuasor. You got to give this dude credit for his hustle. He came here from 65 million years ago to be a mediocre linebacker.
Is that it? All right. Marlon Humphrey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
He looks like one of the fly girls from In Living Color.
He looks like if one of the Wayans brothers fucked an Oddish.
Yeah! That is a deep Pokemon cut.
A couple weeks ago, he caught some heat for choking Odell Beckham. He apologized. He said he wished he hadn't done that. Not because he thought it was wrong, but because during the choking, Odell Beckham said, "Thank you, Daddy."
It's the first thing Odell Beckham's liked all season.
Yeah.
Cornerback Brandon Carr.
All right, so this might be the dumbest thing I've ever said.
Oh, I've said some very dumb things on this podcast.
Yeah. I said Brandon Carr's been playing for so long that next year, the Carr jersey is going to have historic plates. I'm not proud of that.
That's fine. Anthony LaVine Sr., what do you got?
Oh, shit.
Look this dude up. He has the smallest head I've ever seen on a man.
Peanut.
You usually have to go like the bird world to find something that disproportionate. He's 5'11", 210 pounds, and wears a size preemie small beanie.
Preemie. Anthony LaVine Sr. looks like Ken Griffey III. Nailed that. Look at the picture.
Yeah. He does, but... If Ken Griffey III, like, so he's from Abbeville, Louisiana.
Okay.
Which means it's like Ken Griffey III had a run in with like a shaman. That's all I got.
All right. And kicker.
Damn. Hoyle Farms Coffee is the one for me.
The opera singing kicker, Justin Tucker.
It looks like at the beginning of every season. Like, the coaching staff has to go and answer riddles in an enchanted forest to get him out for another season. Like, he looks like, I don't know. Like, I look at his face and I think, like, soothsayer. Like, he could tell you your fortune, or... He doesn't look like a normal human. He looks like his villain face. I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah, I'm just glad he's getting work after Mindhunter.
All right, so that should do it. I think we got him pretty good.
All right.
Now we got prediction and bullshit. Predictions and bullshit.
Predictions and bullshit.
Predictions and bullshit.
If you watch Sunday Night Football, you would have seen the Ravens beat the previously undefeated New England Patriots. I think this will be a tough game considering... the Bengals are 0-8. So I say Ravens 42.
Whoa.
Bengals 6.5.
Wow.
My Bengals player of the game, it's his debut, so I'm going to go Ryan Finley. He throws, he goes 79 for 82. For 130 passing yards, one touchdown, and the extra point hits the crossbar. Due to new NFL rules, if it hits the crossbar, it gets a half a point.
John.
All right. Well, here's what's going to happen. Ravens are only going to get about 6 points.
Okay.
Bengals are going to get about 312.
Oh!
Yeah.
I predict that the new quarterback, Ryan Finley,
is just going to say, hey, don't, let's do this together. And then they both become the best quarterback ever.
I like it.
Yeah.
They're just going to wear like a trench coat.
No, they're going to wear a trench coat.
It's just going to be Finley with Dalton on his shoulders and a trench coat, like throwing passes.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great, Lord.
Andy!
That's the catchphrase. All right, my prediction, Justin Tucker is going to unleash some of his cryptozoological powers on Anthony LaVine Sr., and his head's going to become normal size. Oh. He's going to throw everything in their entire offense off. And Hayden Hurst is going to melt into a puddle of red shit. And the Bengals, having previous experience dealing with puddles of red shit, are going to win the game.
Oh!
Hell yeah.
That's 312
points.
I like our predictions and bullshit. Final point in the episode, we got some pluggy plugs. Lloyd,
I have nothing.
Hey, I'm going to be plugging my asshole tonight.
Rumble Lips is on YouTube now. Check that out.
No shit. Rand Barnacle's podcast.
Also,
I've been sleeping on Joey and Zach's podcast.
Nobody's Listening?
Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. Real check great.
Out. It's so good.
I like it a lot. It's real great. Holmes, what do you got? What are your plugs?
I've been plugging my asshole so many times.
Well, unleash that motherfucker, man.
Yeah,
he's got about Sorley's disease.
Yeah, I got my
All right.
No, I have nothing. Get on with it.
I will say, big plug, December 12th at Three Points Brewing. We will be doing a live episode of Fuck You, We Like the Bengals. I am attempting to get a Bengal on the episode. So far, my efforts have been fruitless as fuck.
Yeah.
that's our big plug. Soon after that, I'll be hosting at the Liberty Funny Bone for John Reap.
Woo! That's a nice get.
Should be a fun gig.
It's a nice one.
November 13th, I'll be at the Pro-Am at Go Bananas.
Hell yeah.
Tomorrow, November 6th, which is the day after this gets released, I'll be at Pivot Brewing in Lexington. I'll be hanging out with some friends down there. I'll be hanging out with Mike Fields.
Yeah, should I love be a Mike fun Fields. Show. Jeremiah Martin and Mike Fields are good people.
All right. So, I think we only have one thing left to say. Fuck you, Baltimore Ravens. We like the Bengals.
Roasted them.
I hate you all.
Wow, man.
Will the next person that sees anybody throw anything on this field, point them out, and get them out of here. You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. Let's go.
We like the Bengals.